Hey grown-ups, it's Maral Sattar of Barely Bear Reimagined Fairy Tales. If you enjoy the stories, we'd appreciate your support by visiting the Patreon link in the description. Thanks so much and enjoy the stories.
Deep in a lively green forest, a mother duck built her nest. She tucked it away in the middle of a cluster of cattails, protecting her eggs from any harm. The mother duck sat on her eggs to keep them warm, turning them from time to time with her feet to help them grow. She only left them long enough to eat or take a drink from the stream nearby, and spent the rest of the time sitting on them, imagining what her ducklings would be like. One day, after a filling lunch from the stream, the mother duck hopped up on the bank and shook the water from her feathers. She waddled back to her nest, but frowned when she peered into the middle of the cattails. Something wasn't right. When she'd left, there'd been 6 eggs, but now there were 7, and one of them was enormous. "That's not my egg," the mother duck thought, alarmed. "What if another bird has somehow lost hers? I would be the saddest duck in the world if anything ever happened to one of my eggs." The mother duck looked around to see if anyone had somehow dropped an egg in her nest, but there were no other birds anywhere in sight. The mother duck leaned closer and sniffed the egg. It was true. Ducks don't have a very good sense of smell, but the mother duck could smell well enough to know this was certainly not a duck egg. She tried rolling it around with her feet, but it was very heavy. "This is a swan's egg. That poor mother swan must be so worried," she quacked aloud. The mother duck immediately sat down on her nest to protect the egg. It's what she would have wanted another bird to do for her if she'd lost one of her eggs after all. But as she sat, the mother duck continued to fret. How could a bird just lose an egg? How would a mother swan have even gotten it into her nest in the first place? Then she had a terrible thought. What if this mother swan couldn't care for her egg or for the beautiful chick that would hatch? Perhaps a swan had come by and placed the egg in her nest, knowing that she would love it and care for it as if it were her own. "That's what I'll do," the mother swan thought fiercely. "I will love this chick just like it was one of my own ducklings." So she sat on her nest and waited and waited and waited some more. Finally, after nearly a month, the mother duck began to feel the tiniest of rumblings from inside her eggs. Just little vibrations at first, but soon her ducklings began to chip away at their shells and pulled their heads out into the wide world. She was overjoyed. Her babies were finally here. But her heart sank when she realized the swan's egg wasn't doing anything. No tiny rumblings. No little vibrations. No chipping away at the shell. The mother duck knew what she had to do. "Mr. Swan," the duck called out from the water's edge, not wanting to leave her babies alone. The very old swan from around the bend heard her call and came closer, his head held proudly above his majestic neck. "Mr. Swan, I have a question. I'm taking care of a swan's egg, and I need to know how long until it's supposed to hatch. They're not quite the same as duck eggs, are they?" The swan looked shocked.
"You caring for a swan?"
he said, sneering with contempt.
"But you're only a duck. What do you know about caring for a swan? How will the chick ever learn what it needs to know about growing up to be a swan?"
The mother duck's feelings were hurt. It was true, she didn't know much about being a swan, but she knew that she loved the egg like it was her own, and she knew that without someone like her to care for it, it would never have been to hatch at all. "The mother swan trusted me with her egg. She knew I could do it," she thought. I may not know very much about being a swan, but I know how to be the best mother duck I can," she argued, holding her own head up proudly. "I will learn everything I need to know so that my swan grows up to be happy and healthy. It's why I'm asking for your help, after all." The majestic swan looked a little embarrassed.
"You're right. That wasn't very kind of me. Ask me anything, and I'll tell you whatever I can."
The duck soon quacked out question after question, listening very carefully to everything she would need to know. The longer she listened, the more she realized something important. "We're not that different," she thought happily. "The same things I would do for my ducklings are the kind of things a mother swan would do for her chicks. So how long until my swan should hatch?" she asked at last as Mr. Swan turned to go back down the river.
It's hard to say, but it does take longer for swans than for ducks. Just be patient,"
the swan called back with a smile. The mother duck returned to her nest. She fed her hungry babies before tucking them under her feathers to keep warm, with her own brood pouch above and the warm little ducklings all around. The swan egg was nice and cozy. One day, something mysterious began to happen. It didn't sound like little rumblings or feel like little vibrations, but the mother duck knew today was the day her chick was about to hatch.
"Ew, why does he look like that?"
one of the ducklings asked when the swan chick appeared at last. "Hush," the mother duck said kindly. "This is how swan chicks are supposed to look."
"I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean to hurt his feelings."
"I know you didn't, but we must remember that all creatures have qualities that make them special, even if it means they're a little different, too." The mother duck peered down into her chick's enormous black eyes and smiled. She had waited so long for him, and now he was finally here. She had wondered if she might love him the same way as she loved her own darling ducklings, and she was so happy to learn that she loved him every bit as much. Many days later, the mother duck sat on the bank, watching her little family splash and play in the stream. They had learned to catch their own food and swim all the way across the water and back, and she knew that it would soon be time for her ducklings to build nests of their own. The swan chick, however, was still covered in fluffy gray down that hadn't grown as fast. She had been very worried at first. What if she wasn't feeding him what swans needed? What if she was supposed to do something differently? Then Mr. Swan had made her feel much better.
"He looks like a perfectly marvelous swan chick,"
the old swan had said with a proud smile.
"It's just that swans don't grow up as fast as ducklings."
Just then, her chick came splashing towards her with his usual awkward paddling. He was crying, his sobs making the most unusual honking sound.
"Honk, honk."
"My dear, what's wrong? Are you hurt?" the mother duck demanded in a worried voice, coming closer and looking at him carefully.
"The frogs over there were laughing at me and said I look strange,"
the swan chick said, burying his beak in the mother duck's wings. "There's nothing wrong with how you look," the mother duck answered with a soothing quack. "You look like every other perfectly wonderful baby swan."
"But I don't look like you or my brothers and sisters. They said I'm not really part of your family."
The tiny, fluffy swan cried, and for a moment, the mother duck thought her heart might break. She stepped back and sat herself down on the grass so she could look her little chick in the eye. She held out her wings and cradled his tiny beak, tilting his head to look up at her. "My dear, do you remember what I told you about how you ended up in my nest?" she asked lovingly. The swan chick nodded, even as his eyes filled with more tears. "And you remember how I was so worried about taking good care of you? How I was so excited the day you finally hatched and I got to meet you? You are my family, and you will always be my family."
"But I don't look like you.
They said I can't be in your family because I'm not really a duck. The tiny chick squeaked sadly. You don't have to look like me or even be a duck, the mother duck replied. Families are about love, not looks. The tiny swan chick stepped into her wings and buried himself in her feathers for a long hug. He eventually stopped crying, and his little face turned very thoughtful. Why didn't my mom want to keep me? He asked in the softest voice. I don't know the answer to that, the mother duck said honestly, trying not to cry herself. But here's what I think. I think your mom couldn't care for you, at least not in the way she wanted for you. So she looked high and low for someone who could care for you and love you the way she would have. I think about how hard your mom must have worked to roll your egg all the way to my nest. And that tells me that she loved you so much. The swan chick smiled just a little bit.
Do you think I'll ever meet her?
I don't know the answer to that, the mother duck admitted. But if you do, I hope you remember that she must have cared about you a lot to find you a new home where you would be loved. And I hope you remember that you had two mothers who thought you were the most wonderful swan in the world. The end. Thank you for listening to a Barely Bear production.